What's happening? What's happening? Niggas, niggas, kings and queens, block shakers, never the motherfucking fakers. It's your boy Party Hard, and this is the 100 Show. Sit back and get ready for the ride, cause we about to slide through this bitch. Come on. Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, everybody, man? I'd like to thank everybody for joining me. Another episode of 100 Show. You know, thank you for tuning in. And shout out to all the real niggas. Always got to shout real niggas out when we come in there, because real niggas are underappreciated, man. We definitely need as many real niggas around as we got, because there's definitely a lot of fake, dried up, artificial carbon copy ass Negroes. And we don't fuck with those. You know what I'm saying, man? We don't fuck with those. We don't got time for none of that. We trying to elevate and get to another level. So that's why we got to get all that BS out of the way, man. You know, I was trying to, been trying to come in here and get things ready for y'all and, you know, give you a good show, something you want, you know, something you, while you're riding down the highway, shaking a motherfucking blizzard or whatever you're doing when you, your radio show or something. I'd like you to keep me in mind. So I just thought I'd have, like, to have some good topics and some good subject stuff that we could vibe about, situations every day that happen in, you know, this crazy world that we live in. On stuff we could discuss, and I hope that y'all call in and give feedback and be a part of the show, man. Because like I said, everything I do over here is about family. Like, it's no me, it's us. You know what I'm saying? And like, there's no me without you and vice versa. You know, I hope you feel the same. That's why I tell people, you don't come and you don't join my channel and you don't function unless you feel like we can sit down at the table together. We can sit down at the table together and my kids can eat with your kids and your kids can eat with mine. Well, let's get to it. But if you don't feel the vibe like that, I'd rather you keep it moving. Now, you know, every day we try to bring, oh my goodness, I always try to bring the AFA game for the day. And I try to make it my business, but it seems like I sit down, and whenever I sit down, I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to record, I'm going to get some shows in. I'm going to do some work. And I sit down and do some work, and I sit down every time, and I'm like, where are my notes? And there are no notes, and where's the eighth game for the day? Let's give them that. I don't have shit lined up. I don't even have a topic. I just jump in and go with whatever it goes. Like, whatever we feel like. Whatever we feel like happened. What's going on. I just go with it. And something I wanted to talk about, man. Me and my brother was talking about this the other day. One of my partners. And we were talking about, you know, as far as the African in the United States of America. You know, as that's all we know. The lines of the true origins of the African, or where the African, when he first stepped into the United States of America or the continent of North America, how did that come about? You know, how did that really come about? You know, the story we told as slavery, Christopher Columbus and all that, but if you did any of your history, any of your study on Christopher Columbus, seen what really, learned a little bit of history about who he exactly was, and don't accept the narrative of some of the stuff we've been given. See, that's a part. I guess you have to be thirsty for knowledge with a lot of stuff. You have to be constantly thirsty for knowledge. And I consider myself like I'm traveling this journey, you know, and this journey on this road of life. And, you know, I'm just trying to navigate through the minefield, because life is a minefield and it's tricky trying to navigate your way through it. So, I mean, all tools and everything. Anybody I can talk to that can help me along the way, help guide me on my path. Well, I need to get all that. And I would hope that you would need to get all that too. So, I mean, tools and instructions, that's with anything. When you buy a new package or you get a new toy or something like that, you buy a kid a new toy or you buy a new appliance at the house, it always comes with instructions. Everything comes with instructions. But when you're born, there are no instructions to this thing that we call life. Because there has to be, there should be instructions, because there's a way you need to navigate through this world that we live in, and it's a way you can navigate yourself through it that can get you in a crazy situation, multiple crazy situations. Your life can get cut short. You can spend the rest of it behind bars. Broke, busted, and disgusted, destitute. And it's a whole bunch of different ways, you know, it could go. And one important thing with our jobs as parents, and where the breakdown comes in, is the jobs as parents, the proper rules and instructions. There is no instruction manual on life. We don't get one, but as parents, we navigate our way through this, and it's our job to give our children the best proper instruction so that they can navigate through this minefield of life the best way possible. I mean, that's what we would want for. That's what I want for my children. I mean, I don't know about the rest of you. I mean, I would hope that that's what everybody wants for their children. You know, to be able to navigate through this thing called life the best way possible, be as successful as they possibly can. I know that's what I want. I would hope that everybody wanted it for their children. But with that being said, we can't depend on just the schools to get this job done. We can't depend on the TV. We can't depend on their friends. We have to get them the proper instructions that are very, and we have to know when to give these instructions. First of all, we haven't been given proper instructions. Hopefully, by the time you become a parent, you've learned something so you can leave your child something besides heartache and headache. So you can give them some type of giblet so they can navigate through the minefield. Because that's what it is. It's crazy out here in life, man. It's crazy. And as a parent, it's a huge responsibility because you have children, little ones who the first thing they know and the rules about navigation comes from you. And if you give them some trash, then they just out there in the world with some trash. And their life may be cut short in prison. I got a homegirl. She had a son. He was 18 years old. He got killed like about 3 months ago. He was killed, shot in his head. And I don't know what kind of interaction he had with his father, but what I know from his father is he was unavailable. And I know his mother, we grew up together. I knew her since she was like 16, and I know what I know of her. I wouldn't say she the best of mother. Like, the grandmother was raising the kids, the grandmother and grandfather. But I hate that her son had passed, but I hope that she looks down and looks at herself. And feel, you have to feel responsible as a parent. No child should die before their parent. But when something like that happens, when a situation like that happens, I know I haven't been in that situation, so I can't say I understand. But I'm just thinking myself of what I know of people, okay? And, like, I think that there's some rules and instructions and some things that could have prevented that. Or they maybe could have slowed it down. But if the parents do not have the proper rules and instructions, there's no way the kids to go get it. Because the street ain't going to give it to them. That's your responsibility as parents. And some of us don't need to have children. We don't, because we're still children ourselves. We still got a lot of growing to do. And sometimes we may never meet the full potential of our growth before we pass away from here. With that being said, a lot of us don't need to have children. A lot of us don't. It's just what it is. A lot of us do not need to have children. That's just a fact of matter in life. I mean, you can feel how you want to feel about it. It's just the truth. Everything, I just like to say, there's a saying, everything is not for everybody. This is one of those situations when everything is not for everybody. Having children is just not, that's not something that everybody should do. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. But unfortunately, in this minefield of life, nobody's paying attention. Because why? They weren't given at the time when they were children the proper rules and instructions of how to navigate through the minefield of life. So therefore, they cannot give their children anything because they have nothing to give. Because why? They shouldn't have children. It's a simple fact. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's what it is. You know, we can't make it to be nothing else. It is what it is.
Having children.
Oh, hold on, y'all. I'm doing a couple things at once. I apologize here. I got a couple things going on here. Excuse me for that. Real quick. Brief. Real second. Matter of fact, can I mute that channel? Let me mute them real quick. That should cut out. We shouldn't hear from that channel at all. Well, hopefully that didn't cut me from what I got going on. It shouldn't, because I'm recording. This is going straight to Anchor right now, so hopefully this will be available. Should be available 8 a.m. in the morning. You should be hearing this first thing in the morning. I'm going to try to get these out so they can be out in the a.m. Oh, my goodness. See, there's some things that sometimes, when I be sitting here too and I'm watching videos also about stuff, and some people send me videos about stuff, and some of this stuff is just, I mean, like I said, well, here we go with the proper rules and instructions in the minefield life. You see some people, and it's just the stupidity of others. Really, we laugh, but really, it's truly sad. It's truly sad. It is. But, once again, those proper rules and instructions, we can go back and we can beat around the circle, we can beat around the bush, we can talk about a million different things, but we're going to get back to those proper rules and instructions, because that's key. That's key, and that's your responsibility. So if you do not know that right now and you have children, just know that. That's your job, to get them the proper rules and instructions how they can navigate through life. I had a cousin. She had a son. At 5 years old, he was smoking Black and Miles, okay? 5 years old, the kid was smoking Black and Miles. I said, this kid here is going straight to prison. I mean, you just know it. He's just sitting there like, yeah, this kid's going straight to prison. I mean, soon they can get a jacket on him. Soon they get some numbers across his back, he going straight on in there. Number 695, yeah, right here, sir. Get on online. You get on there, print them license plates out, pimp. Get them license plates together. Get your ass on over to get them license plates together. Yeah. Yeah. And the sad thing is, I seen it when he's, yo, he's five, smoking Black and Miles. Like, where can we go from here? Okay? Definitely not a good situation. Okay? Definitely not a good situation. But a situation that could have been made better if his mother and his father would have gave proper rules and instructions, but by them not having any. Okay, and see, by them, like, I know his mother. She was raised. Hold on. Back, I got to straighten stuff out here. If y'all seen how cramped up I was trying to get this done, but I'm trying to get this done, I really need to get up and cut my AC on. It's getting super hot in here. But she came up in a situation where, you know, she wasn't given proper rules and instructions. And that really becomes a dangerous thing. That's how we get prostitutes out here. That's how we have kids going into sex slaves and all this stuff. Not proper rules and instructions, man. It's truly sad. It's truly sad. And what's the saddest part is that everybody does, all parents don't realize that they have responsibility, a great responsibility, not just to their children, but that, I mean, part of you taking care of your children, that's your responsibility. You got responsibility to the world because you're releasing your children on the world. The Unabomber had parents. Guys who, hold on, I'm going to just take this. All these terrorists attack. They had parents, these people. Who were their mothers? Who were their fathers? Osama bin Laden, Hitler. Who was his mother? Who was his father? Donald Trump. Who was his, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, I'm being serious though, man. I'm being serious though. You know, like, so some of these people, who were their parents? You know? Where'd they get their instructions from? As I said, everything comes with instructions, man. Everything does. But there's no instructions on the life. You just have to navigate the best way you can possible. And it's your responsibility to your children. Every mother and day, your responsibility as a mother. As a father. Fathers, you have responsibility too. The mother cared for 9 months, but father, we have a great responsibility also. Because our relationship with our sons and with our daughters is very important. So fathers, when you check out, just know it's not about checking out on a woman. You're checking out on the child. You're checking out, basically you're checking out on yourself. You're basically saying, I can't deal with myself. I can't deal with myself. I'm going to run away from me. Because that's what you do when you leave your child, you run away from you. And ladies, please stop. Let's stop pushing. Let's stop pushing. You ain't a good daddy. You ain't shit. Shut up. Shut up. Okay, you getting up going to work? Or you getting vouchers? Shut up. Okay, we don't need all that extra stuff from you unless you getting up doing the same thing. If you're not, it's just talk. It's just talk, though. It really is, and we really don't want to hear it. Honestly. That's the thing. We got to work on trying to be together. It's not a, you know, who's the better? It's a team thing, man. We do better as a team. I think the Almighty is way more intelligent than me or you could ever even imagine. Okay? And that's why he created the things he did, how he did. For people to be together, for us to be a team. For us to work together. Humanity. Come on, man, people. You know, I see the people, they everybody's talking about the police brutality and stuff, and there's things that I see on TV, they are sad. They're truly sad. But what's even worse is the people who pushing it and showing it to you over and over. That's what truly upsets me about that. The people who pushing it to you and how quick the masses will just swallow it up whole. Just swallow it up whole. Won't even sit back and take time to think about it. Let's take a break for a second. Okay. I wanna break the conversation off for a minute. Break it up. And I just want to tell you something so amazing and something so simple that each and every one of us that's here right now has experienced that we don't even realize. An amazing gift that you have been given. Okay. At the time of conception, when that sperm cell was released to go catch that egg, it was millions of tiny little souls just like you running for that egg. But you made it here. You're the one that were picked. You didn't make it. You were picked. You were chosen. You were chosen to be here. You, me, each and every one of us were chosen. Now, that's a fact, and I tell you that's a fact because it's millions of souls swimming for that egg. And each sperm cell would have been a different person. Different person. I wouldn't have been a Marcus. I would have been Anthony probably, or Lawrence. You see what I'm saying? It's just that deep. It's just that deep. So when you're born, you're already in debt. Out of the millions, you were chosen to walk among the land amongst the living. You should be thankful. You should be grateful. But yet we cry, we bitch, we moan, we complain. And we should be giving thanks every day just for breathing. Just sit back. You don't got, you know, just for breathing. Just for being here. I just thank you for being here. The chance at life to be something great. You have been given that opportunity. So the Most High thought you were special. Take advantage of that. Grab hold of that. Make something out of that. Don't just waste it away. Don't. You have one life to live. This is but a blink of an eye. So my brother said it to me today. He said, this life here is like a bubble amongst the water and the ocean. Very, very short. Make the most of the little bit of time you have here, because not me nor you, we know the minute nor the second nor the hour when it will be when it's over for us. But while we're here, why not do the best we can to be the best person that we can be? Put out the best possible energy that we can put out. Help as many people as we can. Help to make this place great. And that takes a little bit from each and every one of us. Now, we know not everybody gonna do it, but it takes a little bit from each and every one of us. Your children, my children are here. I know my children are worth it, and I feel your children are worth it too, so why not work together for a better here for me and you and for our children and those to come, for mankind. This beautiful thing that we've been given called life. Let's be thankful for that. Let's be thankful for that. Just in a nutshell, by itself, let's just be thankful for that. Okay, because once you sit down for a minute and just slow everything down and just look at that right there, you don't even got to go no further. We don't got to get no deep. We don't got to open no religion. We don't got to do none of that. We just go to that right there. You were picked to be here. You got an opportunity. It was millions of sperm cells that wanted this shot you got. Why complain about it? Why not make the most you can out of this life? Well, man, it was good to come in here and rock with you. My kings and queens, niggas and niggettes, block shakers and never the fakers. Man, remember to tell a friend to tell a friend to come hang out with your boy Party Hard at the 100th show. Thank everybody for tuning in. Until next time, y'all stay safe. And forever, stay sucker free.
Well, PH, I enjoyed the podcast. It's really interesting. As for the word, you know who I am. You know where I live. You probably know basically where I come from. Probably, honestly, say that won't be used in my house, but that's my choice. For you, that's, you know, it's always your choice. You seem to always use it in a positive way. So, you know, obviously, I don't have a problem with that. I listen to you on a regular basis, and it's all good with me. Enjoyed the podcast. I look forward to more.